Thank you, Mr. Chair. We have comments on Article 4 and 14. We recommend that Article 4.2.F of the third revised draft on the right to access to information should be further elaborated to include stronger requirements for the disclosure of information in order to facilitate legal proceedings. In particular, affected communities and individuals should have access to information regarding the different legal entities linked to the parent company as to facilitate the determination of liability. Relevant sources to justify this improvement are the cases of Bamaca Velasquez versus Guatemala and the joint principles to combat impunity. The right to access such information and its corresponding obligation for business enterprises and states to disclose such information should also be reflected in Article 7 on access to remedy and Article 6 on prevention. It is noticed with regret that some important components of the rights of victims to access justice and effective remedies, which were in Article 4.5 of the first draft, have since been deleted. It is therefore proposed to include additional components of reparation for victims under Article 4.2.C, which better reflect the immediate and long-term measures that should be taken and the importance for long-term monitoring of such remedies. Our analysis of the cases of Brumadinho dam disaster and the POSCO land grabbing case have concretely shown the need to have such key components specifically added to reparations. Effective remedies and reparation measures should take into account the differentiated impacts of human rights abuses on specific groups in order to respond adequately to these impacts and their particular needs. In addition, such processes should also consider harm that could appear in the future. We will provide our exact textual proposals on this article for the chair's consideration at a later stage. On Article 14, we note that the international framework of trade and investment agreements is suffering from a crisis of legitimacy, which must be seen as a need to introduce new legal approaches that address the relationship between human rights and trade policies from a new paradigm. It is imperative to incorporate the principle of the primacy of human rights in this treaty, which leads to the immediate and unconditional enforceability of these rights as a rule and their conditioning as the exception, as recognized by different decisions of the inter-American and European systems. Therefore, cases that normally are considered to be treated at arbitration tribunals that may undermine the capacity of states to protect and implement their human rights obligations shall always be judged under tribunals with competence to adjudicate on human rights issues. Provisions in the LBI that establish this rule could be agreed on by states. They should also provide referral clauses to be included in commercial agreements. I thank you, Mr. Chair.